Did you know that Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, sells CDs and audio downloads of teachings by some of the top Lutheran theologians in the country? Check out Logia's 99-cent download of the month at shop.logia.org. Shop.logia.org. You'll also find books published by Luther Academy and, of course, the quarterly Logia Journal at shop.logia.org. Continuing education for the confessional Lutheran, shop.logia.org. Before we play some Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, I thought we would spend some time going through the Issues Etc. comment line. Our comment line is one of the lines that we leave open here for our listeners all the time. We are not always on the air. Well, I guess we are. At issuesetc.org, you can listen 24/7 to the best of Issues Etc., even when we're not live. But our listeners so often listen on demand. That means they listen sometimes weeks, sometimes months after the original air date of a broadcast, and yet they still want to be a part of the conversation. They want to react. They have questions, comments, all sorts of things that they like to say, and we like to give them a chance to say it on the Issues Etc. comment line, open 24/7, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. So let's begin with some feedback on our program reacting to the Supreme Court's ruling on same-sex marriage.
Todd, thank you for Issues Etc.'s coverage of the same-sex marriage debacle. It was brilliant and striking in its depiction of just how far we have fallen in the accuser's court to now be indicted, tried, and convicted as homophobic bigots. In this kangaroo court, I depend on my advocate and his comforting voice through Issues Etc. for peace, courage, and truth in these trying times. I pray that all your listeners will support the fight and pass the ammo, which means signing up to Issues and forwarding the June 26th broadcast link until it goes viral. Thank you, and God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Well, he's making reference to about an hour and 15 minutes of programming that we dedicated to reaction. It was a biblical reaction. It was a legal reaction. It was a cultural reaction from Dr. Robert Gagnon, Dr. Hadley Arkus, and Dr. Albert Moeller. They're generous enough to join us and to give our listeners about an hour and 15 minutes of a varied reaction to the Supreme Court's decisions on same-sex marriage. You can find it online, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. It's right there. And you can also share it. He spoke about it going viral. That's a great idea. The share feature under each one of our audio segments is right there. It's Facebook, it's Twitter, it's Tumblr, it's any place you can share these things and several others. All you got to do is click and share. And that's a great way to let other people know about what you heard there. I want you to consider that lineup. Hadley Arkus is a law professor at Amherst College, and he is author of the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, among other things. I would say probably one of the among the lead legal thinkers when it comes to these social moral issues. Dr. Albert Moeller really needs no introduction. President of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, and he speaks eloquently in his own forum on these issues as well. And then you have Dr. Robert Gagnon. I don't know where we and others found him, but he was there, and he has presented the most cogent, most careful, most consistent biblical case on homosexuality and same-sex marriage that I have ever heard, and I've heard a lot of them, and we had all three of them there for that program. It was remarkable. We often say that the strength of this show, Issues Etc., is our stable of guests. That day proved it.
Hi, this is David from Kansas City, and I'm going to say, first of all, thank you for the excellent program yesterday with Pastor Mark Buteau about baptism and the death and resurrection of Christ. Very important subject because many of our friends and neighbors do not make the connection between baptism and death and resurrection, our own, let alone that of our Lord. And yet, the thing that I was impressed most by in the program was how you all did not proof text your way through the subject. You all did what Scripture does, and that is looking at the whole subject as a totality in the death and resurrection of Christ, joining himself, Christ, to us in baptism, in passages where baptism isn't even mentioned, such as in the Old Testament. And yet, it's there. And it's still a comfort all over Scripture. And we, in our lives, can take comfort that baptism applies whatever subject, whatever verse we are discussing. So, again, thank you very much, and God bless.
Well, and thank you for your kind words. It's very nice. Look, it's the way you do theology. If someone says, show me a text, then show them the text. But the proof texting method, which is you come up with your idea, then you go searching Scripture to find, you cherry pick Scripture to find passages that may or may not support your premise, is not the way that Scripture has us do theology. Scripture presents these things to us in a very straightforward, forthright way. And you say, what is Scripture? You ask questions like, what does Scripture teach about baptism in general? Who does the work? What does that person who does the work, God, do through it? And suddenly, like our listener said, you are finding baptism all over the Bible for your comfort. We'll be right back with more of your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
What happens when you take solid doctrine and solid curriculum and combine them with ancient scholars and modern technology? You get Wittenberg Academy, the very first completely online classical Lutheran high school. We are unabashedly Lutheran and offer families a rigorous standard of academic excellence. Students can pick and choose classes, or they can utilize our entire curriculum for their high school education. Visit our website, WittenbergAcademy.org, to find out more.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Messiah Lutheran, Seattle, Washington. Grace Lutheran, McPherson, Kansas. St. Paul's Lutheran, Bridgeport, Nebraska. Our Savior Lutheran, Raleigh, North Carolina. St. Paul Lutheran, Hancock, Maryland. Messiah Lutheran, Keller, Texas. St. John's Lutheran, Maple Grove, Minnesota, Grace Lutheran, Parker, Colorado, and Our Redeemer Lutheran, Harrington, Kansas. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Hi, this is Jonathan Collin from France.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
First, I would like to say thank you very much for your program. Very much ministers to those of us who are outside the comforts and the luxuries of having a confessional Lutheran congregation nearby. Thank you very much for this great resource.
Listen to what you want when you want, wherever you are. IssuesETC.org.
It's not me who's creating the slippery slope. Those who are rejecting a male-female requirement to marriage are providing all the grease for that slippery slope.
Our greatest enemy is not our inability to keep the Ten Commandments or our inability of a good moral life. God is not a moralist. He says the new covenant is, I will forgive their sins and remember their iniquities no more. This is exactly what Jesus is referring to when he institutes the Lord's Supper.
If God has made you a masculine man, you are not ineligible to be an authentically spiritual Christian. The church needs men with hair on their chest.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. In just a few minutes, mere moments in fact, we're going to be playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. There's a taste of our four soundbites. You can hear them in their entirety. Just stay tuned. We're going to play them for you, then you listen, and then you vote, and your vote determines which is going to be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, June the 28th. We're going through the Issues Etc. comment line. Just a reminder, the comment line 618-223-8382. Any kind of question or comment you may have, criticism of the show, show suggestions are always welcome too, because we don't always think of everything. Here is a comment about the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
This is Herman calling June 21st and reflecting on the Making the Case Conference on the Friday night presentation by Pastor Wilkin. It has occurred to me that Dr. C.F.W. Walther became accustomed to giving Friday night presentations at the seminary. And in a sense, it was like having that experience and listening to Pastor Wilkin give his presentation on the essential fundamentals that define the church are Christ-centered and cross-focused, and in the full impact of the truth of the gospel and its ecumenical scope in the true sense of the word. So that was sort of a thought that crossed my mind, that we were treated to that sense of the example of what Walther did on Friday nights. Well, thank you very much.
Well, that's high praise. That's a very kind compliment on your part. I would not put myself in the same category as C.F.W. Walther in his Friday night presentations by any stretch of the imagination. He's talking about the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference that we held several weekends ago, and we're just pleased as punch at the way our listeners turned out to come and support us and to take part in the conference. And, of course, we are planning to do another one next year. I was making the case for confessional Christianity. The fact that to be a Christian is to confess. And is your confession that which is drawn up out of Scripture, that which explains what Scripture says what Scripture says? That's exactly what that word to confess in the Bible means. It means to same say, to say the same thing, to say the same thing as God in His holy word. Is that your confession? And we, as Christians, by of necessity, make this confession of faith. At the very heart and center of that confession of faith is always the cross of Jesus Christ. That's how you can evaluate, by the way, all the different kinds of confessions you'll find out there in Christianity. You can ask yourself the question, does this confession, first, last, and always, shine the light of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection into every corner of Scripture's teaching? Does it always draw up out of Scripture, in each and every case, the centrality of man's sinful condition before God and how God has declared us to be righteous with Christ's own righteousness for Christ's sake solely by grace? You begin there when you evaluate that confession. Again, thank you very much for the compliment. It's always nice to hear a comparison like that, although I think the comparison between Walther and Wilkin is somewhat unrealistic.